You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back, You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I started a social media and podcasting. The fact, the YKW Dude podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
I'm sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Original. Yeah! What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of You Know What, Dude? Alexa, play.
Alexa, stop.
Fuck, Alexa fucking blows. Fuck off, Alexa. It's not happening. Anyways, day, what day is it? 14. This is a movie. Day 14 of the pandemic. We're here. I'm in my shed. Gabby looks fucking strangely attractive tonight.
Thank you.
The first
just,
time.
Not just attractive. You don't need the strangely, but thank you.
Whatever. Maybe because you look like a young Dutch boy. With you.
I always look like a young Dutch boy.
That's why I'm fucking really love
at
to
all.
Meet.
At love all. To
meet you in Amsterdam at a cafe on a Friday night.
Maybe it's also the Danica Patrick effect because she's surrounded by a bunch of ugly fucking guys. So you're like, wow.
Sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong, you're adorable, but I'm just saying he's getting a little extra horned up tonight.
And of course we have Paul Verzi coming from
adorable.
The top of Westchester. And and we got Mush Mike. We're supposed to have another guest. He's running late because he always runs late. I don't know. He's your best friend. He lives two doors down from you, Verzi. Can you run down and look through his window and see what that cocksucker's doing?
First of all, I think it's like six doors. And no, I'm not leaving my house. He could, I'm good.
Are you got, now you don't know this, Mike. Verzi and fucking Giannis live on the same block.
Yeah,
almost bought a house
on that block
across from Giannis.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this house. It was fucking great. Right in our price range. I would have been on the same block. And my wife ixnayed it because she was like, she didn't like the house. It was too fucking whatever. But it would have been crazy. But now, are you not talking to him through this?
No, I mean, it's funny because he walks past my house with his dog all the time, and me and my dog will be in the front. We just wave and talk to each other from the street and my front step.
Are you kidding me?
And his dog and my dog are super close, so he'll like let her off the leash, and my dog and her dog just run around, and me and him will talk like 30 yards apart.
Mike, if you lived six doors down, I'd be at your house.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be at you. I'd be fucking eating. I'd be eating off. I'd be drinking out of your cup. I don't give a fuck. What the heck?
I feel like my brother's like, I can't believe my brother hasn't been here in 3 weeks. Like, but he doesn't live that close to me, but it's odd that nobody's been in my house.
Yeah. I don't understand that verse. Does he have it?
No, but you know, me and my wife are coming off of symptoms, and me and my wife were pretty much told we had it. Our doctors confirmed that my wife and I had it.
I got you. So, okay. I forgot that you had it.
But I'm like 20 something days past it. And the sense of smell and taste came back both for me and my wife. But you know, we just told just with the kids too, we want to just make sure the kids are all right. So we're just going to wait like another 10 days before we take any chances, make sure that everybody is good, but everybody's, you know, feeling good, but Giannis is not going to take any chances either, you know?
Yeah. Apparently not taking chances on my podcast either.
well, you know, yeah, that's not contagious.
I mean, what a piece of shit. He left my network, by the way, and now he fucking blows off my podcast. If he doesn't come on this podcast, first thing I'm going to do next time I see him is grab him by his fucking lapel. Second thing, I'm done with him. I'm done with Giannis. If he misses this podcast, I'm saying it right here. I'm done. We're done. All Giannis right. Pappas can go fuck himself if he blows this podcast.
I'll never talk to him again either.
You know what's hilarious is when Giannis does come on, you're going to be like, hey, buddy, what's going on?
No, I'm not.
Meanwhile, you just threatened assault. You just said that next time you see him, you're going to fucking grab him, and then he's going to come out and be like, hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, first of all, he doesn't ever wear a lapel, so I have no – I said lapel. If he's not wearing a lapel, I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, God, I hope he comes on with a lapel on right now.
I don't even know what a fucking lapel is. I just said it. No, I got my new knife today, guys, too. Look at that. Look at that, huh?
Oof.
Look at that. Watch this. You ready? Oh, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Look at that. Ah.
Oh.
I'm ready for the apocalypse.
Knife day.
Yeah, knife that's going to be great for the one guy you get when the rest of his fucking people storm your house. You got to get guns, Bobby.
Yeah, I got one yesterday. You didn't see the show yesterday.
Oh, shit. I got I stand corrected.
I got a shockwave. The guy, see the guy right there, the other chubby guy?
Mm-hmm.
Not him, the other one.
The wide variety.
The one that looks like Mushy Mike if he had an older brother of Mushy Mike, right there.
Mushier Mike.
He gave me his. Mushier Mike. He sent me a fucking shotgun yesterday. I got the fucking, look at this. I got the mini shells. I got the regular shells.
I'm like an arms dealer.
I'm good. I'm good to go, Verz.
Dude, I'm getting one or two of them. I'm not even joking.
I got a place. The only place that's open right now. You want to go next time I go there?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Tell me I'm not going to say nothing. Watch this.
Oh, my God.
You watch this. You want to see who the fuck I am, Verzy?
Yeah.
Huh? You want to see who the fuck I am? Hit your video button, for God's sakes.
Who, me?
No, him. Oh, yeah. You want to see who I am? You want to see the type of guy I am? Think I won't say nothing?
What are you talking about? Fucking say it already.
Will you please go up to the top and put it on fucking speaker, the speaker view? Are you on your phone?
Who?
You.
Yeah, what? Yes, yes.
All right, turn your phone sideways, first of all.
Giannis, you're muted. Put on your video.
Giannis, put on your fucking video.
So you can see what kind of guy Bobby is.
And turn the audio on, too.
Yeah, what's up, Bobby? How are you? Westchester in the building.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Great. Thanks for coming on, pal.
I figured it was the right thing to do.
I just threatened your life, you cocksucker. If you weren't coming on, I was going to grab you by your lapel next time I saw you and fucking choke you out at the Stand Up New York.
What do you mean by the lapel? What is this, the fucking 30s?
I don't know what a lapel is. I just said it. I thought it was a funny word.
Yeah. Look, we're just a couple guys that live in Westchester that live that kind of madman life, and it's a great thing.
I know.
Giannis, I love you. Know Giannis just – Giannis, there's no way Giannis didn't just wake up from a nap, roll over, and hit the button on the phone.
No, I actually came from the supermarket. It's a war zone out there, guys. We got COVID-19. Watch yourselves.
Yeah, now, but out there, let me ask. You guys are in the middle of the fucking woods. You live on the same block. Verzy tells me you're not even hanging out. You're kind of staying away from each other.
Yeah, you know what? Verzy's got the crown.
I had the crown.
But he's over it. He's 28, 20 something days over it.
Yeah, but it lingers until they know more. You know what I mean? I'm keeping them at arm's distance.
Yeah. Yeah. So, plus, we got to figure out the kids. I get it. We still talk from the street.
Yeah. You want to know what's funny, Bobby? Is I think for a while he actually thought that I gave it to him. And then he was staying away from me like I was patient zero. He was treating me like I was that woman in Wuhan who was eating bats.
Verzy will let me tell you something. If it went down like Zombieland, Verzy will shut the door right on your knuckles.
Let me tell you something. We live in an area that's so white that when me and Verzy meet up for lunch, they ask us for our papers.
Oh, yeah, that really is true. Me and Giannis stand out. It's so like white Connecticut that when me and him go out, we just stand out as like intruders.
It really is, dude. You guys have horse people around you.
Literally, yes.
Yeah, you guys live next to equestrians.
Yeah, we live out there in New Hampshire. It's crazy.
Bobby, what happened to the whole thing? Do you want to see who the fuck I am? What is that?
Yeah, I told him. I said, listen, I threatened your life with lapel. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna. We were talking about the shotgun. I thought something, you know, was coming with the gun.
You think I'm gonna threaten Giannis with a fucking shotgun on video?
No, I thought you were gonna show the gun you bought or something.
Oh, the gun's in the house under the bed with the fucking round in the chamber. Listen,
you get it.
I'm kidding. Oh. I gave it to Max. I told him to play with it in the backyard. Listen,
you went and bought a gun?
You fucking got it. I didn't buy it. My friend Mike Calta sent it to me in the mail. I drove to the gun lady in fucking Port Jervis, New York, and I picked it up yesterday. I drove home. I got fucking shells. I got fucking shells. I got mini shells. I ordered a flashlight for it. I got fucking all kinds of accessories. I got a fucking sheath. It's called a shabard. What is it called? A shabard? Something. I don't know. Whatever. I looked it up on YouTube. And then, dude, I'm all set. I'm building a gun cabinet tomorrow. Nobody wants to fuck with me. I'm done. I'm not fucking around.
Yeah, me and Verzi, we're getting rifles. We're starting a militia. We're getting ready.
The only place that's open, if you want to take a ride, is the gun lady. It's an hour away from me.
Where is it? Is it in New York?
Port Jervis, New York.
Okay, that's right on the border.
You walk in, you fill out one form. 8 seconds later, you're a fucking proud American.
Nice. That's right by the border. That's where I get my fireworks over there.
Yeah, it's fucking great. The lady, they're great. They got all new guns, like $400. You're walking out with a fucking nice fat shotgun with shells. I love it.
Mike, Florida is like the Wild West, dude. I performed there at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And one of the comics was like, hey, dude, you want to go shoot guns? We went to this like thing that looked like a big metal shed.
Yeah.
And the shit they allowed us to do. I was like, how? They were just like, oh, you want to do this, like, gigantic, also small handguns. One guy had a Desert Eagle, but he wasn't allowed to shoot that there because it would have taken the back door off the fucking drive.
He's got one in his lap right now. He's got a Desert Eagle right there.
Do you have a Desert Eagle or not?
Yeah, I have a Desert Eagle, 50 caliber.
What?
When I bought it, the guy goes,
the bullet on that thing is huge.
The guy goes, what are you buying this for? I go, home protection. He goes, oh, that's good, because if the guy robs your house, goes to your neighbor's house and hides behind the refrigerator, you can still shoot him through the wall.
Yeah, home protection against raptors. Dude, Mike picked me up at the airport one time, and he had a fucking pistol on the passenger seat. like it was a bag of chips. He's like, oh, sorry. And he threw it on the ground. He's like, oh, get that off.
Welcome to Florida.
That's right. By the way, you don't think it's odd that Verzi has a fucking firecracker dealer?
I did until you went to his place on 4th of July. He lights up the sky like the Boston Pops.
I hate fireworks. I don't know why, but I hate fireworks.
I
was never into fireworks until I had a party. And it all started because my little girl was 3 or 4 at the time. And I could only get the ones that were legal at the supermarket in Connecticut. And they were like little fountains and shit. And I have all these people by the fire. And we start lighting shit up. Chris Italia, we're lighting shit up.
Oh.
What the fuck?
That's because you're on your phone. That's so all. Don't worry about it.
When it was over, you just hear my little daughter's voice go, that was disappointing. Dude, for a year, I told everybody, watch what I do now. Watch what the fuck I do now. And Chris Italia brought up illegal rockets from the Bronx. These things should have been on the Macy's. Giannis will tell you more than me. How illegal were these things?
It looked like he needed a permit to do what he needed to do.
Yeah, it was Joe Bartnick said it looked like a minor league baseball team show.
Yeah.
Like, it was nuts, dude. So every year I had to keep it going. And then Bobby came up last year. Burr came up last year. A couple other comics. Chrissy D came up. So I had to do it. And right next to Port Jervis, Bobby, there's a huge emporium in Pennsylvania. And that's where I got it from.
I like.
Yeah, by the way, you know where they get them from. That's probably where you got your coronavirus from. They all come straight from China. Yeah, right in the gunpowder, right?
Yeah, you better throw those fucking extra sparklers away. But, dude, I swear to God, he was telling me about this fireworks, this party, the fire. And anytime someone says they got fire, I'm like, yeah, okay. In my brain, I'm like, oh, it's great, it's going to be great. And then all of a sudden, he breaks out these fucking dude, he starts laying out these blocks. Like, I mean, I'm like, what the fuck? And then the funniest part was, is you see him light these things, and then you see Verzi running away for his life, and it starts going off. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I get him. I'll tell you this. I'm going to get slammed for this. I get very emotional with fireworks.
That's hilarious. 4th of July. I get it, though. It's America.
It's America. I feel like it's dreams. As they're going up, it's like me, all my dreams are popping, and I can do what I want, and I love the, you know, America. And
all my dreams are popping?
I don't know.
Ew. Ew.
You could have, Bobby, you could have just kept it at I get emotional, and we would have been with you. But the dreams thing was what really fucked it up.
Listen, I'm trying to open up here in the fucking...
Close.
I'm in a valley of fucking corona here. I haven't seen people. I can't afford my therapist anymore. I need to let this shit out. Right? Giannis...
Hey, Bobby, you might have had it. Bobby, you might have... Didn't you might have had this thing where, like, didn't you lose sense of smell? And
can I say something? No? Can I say something, Verzi? Without you getting mad at me?
I mean, I asked your question.
I know, but I'm going to... It's part of what you're at. Can I say something without you getting mad at me?
Yeah.
You keep trying to drag me into this corona thing with you. Not for nothing. You keep trying to suck me in with you. And I had a couple symptoms, but I've never been tested. Nobody ever said I had it, but you keep going, yeah, we had it. We had it. All right. I don't need fucking Giannis not talking to me if I see him. Okay.
I thought you were going to be the one not talking to me, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, all right, let's get into that. I got to tell. We don't know about this cocksucker. And this is the funny part, because as people start to call me, I start to get more information about these fucking slime balls. As you know, years ago, are you ready for this? Do you want to put your head down like an ostrich, or you want to fucking face it like a man?
No, I'm here.
I'm laying
on the bed like a teenage girl on the phone.
Bobby does this, can you go put a lapel on real quick? It would make it so much better.
I hope he has no pants on. His little ass knuckles pop out. I really like to see a nice guy ass knuckle. So History Hyenas came to us a few years ago. You know, they were a little, you know, they're trying to get this shit off the ground. And I got a call from Jim Serber. I want to put them on your network. We want to really promote them, blah, blah, blah. We're going to start a Patreon, and you're going to get a piece of the Patreon, and you put them on, and we're going to get, all right, I'll get them a producer. We'll pay some of the producer. They'll play, and we'll get this thing off the ground. We'll give them the studio. My mushy mic's going to be all this shit, and everything was great. And then the thing starts to progress, and they start to get a little more popular, and then they leave Jim Serpico, right? Okay, and they come to me, and I says, listen, what I say to you? Patreon. That's your Patreon. I don't want you take your Patreon. You don't have to give us any of that money. I want you guys to have it. Make your money. So you can make your show better and have, oh, thank you so much, which was a dumb move on my part because they're making $70,000 a month now on Patreon. I'd be able to stay home. Whatever, they get more popular. And I mean, I'm a big fan of the show. You know that, right? Always been a fan.
Big fan of you, Bob. Bob Kelly, I'm a big fan.
Put it on my network, right? But what happens with networks, as soon as the show gets popular, they want to fucking leave. You know, they want to, every show that I've ever had, they fucking, we're out, you know. And I get a call from, I got the double text message. Hey, can we have a talk? They've never wanted to talk. I wanted to talk to these cocksuckers for 2 years. You can never get one of them on the phone, right? But now they want to, so as soon as they call, we're going to All Things Comedy. This is the funny part, though, is that they were like, yeah. And I go, well, can I give you my pitch? Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I give them my pitch. And then I go, well, let me send you over to Matt. And Giannis goes, yeah, that's cool. We'll definitely listen to him. But we're with All Things Comedy. It's not going to make a difference.
I figured honesty was the best policy because you're a friend.
It would have been honest before you went to L.A. and shopped the show around behind our back. That's honest.
No, we didn't do it. No, it wasn't then. It definitely wasn't then, no. I mean, I'm a straight shooter.
Before that.
You're a straight shooter. I didn't even know you weren't happy.
Well, I mean, it's not about not being happy. It's about, you know, trying to grow and get bigger and you know?
You mean the reason why I sold most of my company to a bigger company so that shows like yours would be with 800 pound gorilla? The
You guys want to talk about fireworks again? Or?
Well, I believe we're seeing some fireworks right about now.
No, but listen. Here's the honest to God deal. I've had many shows. If you want to get down to the nitty gritty, Billy's first podcast was me saying you should do a podcast. I've always been behind comics doing podcasts. The Comedy Cellar, My Wife Hates Me, Misery Loves Company, even Nick DiPaolo, we hooked him up with his show. And all these shows have, you know, moved on or blah, blah, blah. I get it. I understand the business. I love both of you guys, but your show is one of our top shows, and you picked a really good time right in the middle of a pandemic to leave my fucking network and go, you know, so I can't make money. But no, that's good. Thank you for caring about my family and putting, you know, friends first. But the thing is, I really, you know, I love all things comedy. We're friends with them. We work with them, and you guys are over there. And then that's the way the business works, you know? So,
yeah. Well, I got all good things to say about Riotcast and, of course, you personally. So you personally always were one of my favorites. So I, you know, definitely appreciate, you know, all that happened in the past.
What made you start looking for a new home?
We weren't, it wasn't like we were actively looking. We just want to grow the show as, you know, as quick and as big as possible.
Giannis, shut up. Listen, just know that I know. Yeah. Okay. Know that I know. Don't bullshit. Know that I know, and just say, yeah, we were looking for another place.
We were not actively looking for another place. No, that's not what we were doing.
So people were just coming after you?
No. Well, you know, when your show gets popular, you want to make more money, you want to move up, and you know, it becomes a thing where you start to think, how can we make more money?
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah.
How could we, you know, be in LA more, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, you know, it's all about a fit thing. It's all about a timing thing, a fit thing. And, you know,
I've never wanted my phone to disconnect or die.
Giannis fucking stinks at the business talk.
I mean,
he's garbage. It's a fit thing. Shut up, you fucking cocksucker. You guys want to be fucking famous. You went to LA where the podcasts are, and you're like, we got to fucking do. Yeah, I could love to be on the plane with you two fucking half breeds on the way home. We got to go to fucking LA. LA's new. Dude, I know. Fucking dude. We could bring Mauricio to LA. They'd fucking kill over there. Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, same thing. I know how it went. I'm happy for you. I hope
that's
you have all
exactly how it went. That's exactly.
I hope you get a lot of success, and I hope you fail at the same time. I talked to Burr about it, and you guys, All Things Comedy, is a friend of Riotcast, and 800 pound gorilla works with them. So there you go, man. The funny part is if All Things Comedy buys us in a year and you're just right back where you started.
Well, that'd be great for you guys.
Well, we'll see what happens. Are you happy? Are you happy at All Things Comedy?
I'm happy doing the show, you know? So and especially now it's, you know, it looks like it's going to be the only thing we got on the horizon is podcast, because stand-up comedy, who knows when it's coming back. Well, I mean, it could be a year, you know, you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it really...
It's unpredictable.
It's very... I was talking to Nick Mullen the other day, and he was saying the same thing. It's like, people think that they're going to go, okay, you can go, the clubs can open, and people are just going to fly back, and there's going to be it's going to be like the way it was. It's never going to be like it was for a lot of clubs and a lot of people. And it's, I think you're right. That's why I'm all in on Patreon and doing this, because this is it. This is how, you know, I make my living now, is through my Patreon and Live from the Shed and this podcast. And, you know, I don't know if stand-up's coming back anytime soon.
Yeah, I think eventually it will, but it's not going to be a clean cut like, they figured this thing out. I mean, until they get a vaccine – and or a cure, I mean, everyone's going to be really hesitant to get into a room together. I think restaurants, they have another option. They can do takeout. Yeah. But the bar business, any bar business is really going
to
hurt.
Yeah, you don't even talk to your friend Verzi, for God's sakes. He lives down the street. He's your best friend. Never mind the stranger.
I see Verzi all the time.
Yeah, but you stand on the other side of a 100-year rock wall.
You guys know you could have called each other, and I could be with my family right now, right?
Well, Verzi, your mic is on. Jump in and say something.
Well, I'll jump in and say, you two are sitting here going, I know what the fuck you said on the plane. I know what you did. I'm like, what the fuck?
We moved on to the fucking virus.
Yeah, we're on to the virus now.
We're talking about that. Are you listening?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. No.
We're talking about the virus. You were talking about stand-up comedy might never come back.
Listen,
we're talking about having to do Patreon.
Make no mistake about this, and I would put this down as another fucking prediction that I'll be right on.
We don't know the first one.
No, I'm just saying of many.
Well, can you give us one so we have a reference?
Okay, I'll give you one. The week before Tom Brady blew his knee out in 07, I said he's going to get hurt for the rest of the year after this game, and he was. There you go. Okay? So
since 07, you've been making predictions.
It wasn't 07 because 07 was the Giants Super Bowl. Here's the thing. With podcasts being as big as they are and with comedy boom, make no mistake, too, we were during the biggest comedy boom when this happened. That's a fact.
Yes.
It's the biggest comedy boom when this happened, okay? All the clubs in New York and L.A. that were, you know, established and staples were thriving, sold out all the time on weekends, everything like that.
Yeah.
Now there's a lack of that, so you have to watch your favorite comedians where? Through fucking telephones, through Zoom, through all of this shit that we're doing. And what's going to happen is when people do get the clearance and people are itching to go out, comedy is going to come back with a fucking vengeance. And I think it's going to, but you're right. When it first opens up, people are going to be hesitant to fill the room. But when a vaccine comes or when everybody is comfortable, maybe it is a year, maybe it's 7-8 months, who knows? But when that happens, I think it's going to be fucking bigger and better, just like it was, because you're missing this. You can't see your favorites. You can't, you know, people are doing stand up in their fucking apartments right now in front of nobody. And people are going to miss it. I really believe that. Comedy is, I don't think it's going anywhere. And I think that the podcast will be good for now. And they're going to continue to go. But, dude, you want to see your favorite comedians fucking on stage with a crowd, telling jokes, doing crowd work. People are going to miss that. That's just my opinion.
Can I say something? You might be right, because I was actually talking to Noam about this. And the 1918 flu situation, I mean, it shut down the fucking... the United States. And as soon as it was done, the Roaring Twenties happened.
Dude, the movie theaters went nuts.
They went fucking nuts.
You got to understand, we're in day 17 or whatever it is, and people are going nuts, man. People are going fucking nuts. They're complaining. And think about that. This is 2020. These people have fucking PS4s, Xboxes. You could watch every season of fucking, you know, Breaking Bad and The Wire and The Sopranos. You can watch anything and do anything you want. If there was ever a time to be in a fucking pandemic, it's in 2020 in a fucking house with everything at your fingertips, and people are already complaining and not happy with it. When I'm going to tell you this. When you find out that there's going to be an all-star comedy lineup at the Comedy Cellar and there's clearance – that fucking place, there's still assholes in a park playing fucking frisbee and riding bikes now. I mean, they should be shot and beaten with bats as far as I'm concerned right now. Mm-hmm. But when they get clearance, they're going to be online. So I believe, that's a good point, Bobby. Look, the Roaring Twenties after, because people are tired of it. People are going to get tired of being told to stay in. And when the government says, you know what, go out, it's at your own risk, you're still going to have something. But when it's really clear and if there is a vaccine, it's over. Everything is going to thrive.
You think fucking movie theaters are going to come back?
When it's all said and done, of course.
Movie theaters are on the way out anyway.
Malls are done. Movie theaters are done. And one small thing about 1918 Spanish flu that maybe no missed or maybe we're missing right now is World War I happened right after that. So a whole bunch of people died. So the Roaring Twenties, this is a dark truth about, you know, post-wars, especially wars that kill that many people, it's a boom for the economy because there's less people, so there's so many jobs. Yeah. So that's something I'm worried about. I think we're headed for a depression, not a recession.
Ooh, fucking interesting. Now, that's why I'm bummed that we're losing the History Hyenas, because that would have been a great episode. We could have fucking went from this one to that one.
Yeah, but we did another thing, too. And I don't
we did it already on Riotcast.
I don't mean to – I'm not trying to shoot down what you guys are saying, but it's – if you actually look at the numbers, to even compare this to the Spanish flu is an insult to the people that died of the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu wiped out 57 million people. And if let's just say this, for example, because right now, the death toll – I'm being serious, though.
I'm sorry. I just – when you threaten me, you're like, dude, you're insulting – look, why does everything have to be mob with you?
No, I'm not saying – I'm not saying
– let me tell you, that's an insult to all the fucking people that died. No,
listen.
I mean, first.
All right. What I'm saying is this.
And they had no medicine back then. You got a fucking rotten tooth. You died back in 1980.
Right, and I'm not saying I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is they showed the death thing right now is 0.000017. If we lose, and God forbid, if we lose 150,000 to 200,000 people, that is terrible. That is awful. Okay, it's terrible. But 57 million people. And all of a sudden, people started coming out again. When they get a hold of this thing, I was actually talking to Burr, and Burr was telling me, I mean, his opinion was that he was just like, Italy's starting to come back already a little bit. So it's like, let's just say we're in for 7 months. You think, Bobby, that if the Comedy Cellar opened, I'm being a hypothetical here. If the Comedy Cellar opened up the weekend before Thanksgiving, right? They opened up the weekend before Thanksgiving, and there's an all-star lineup over there. You don't think that place is going to be packed?
Giannis, are you shaking your head? If he's not going to ask, are you going to be on the lineup?
No. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's for sure. I won't be on the lineup. But the tourists aren't coming to New York. They're not. Nobody's going to – at the beginning, the clubs that are still standing are not going to be able to just have post a regular lineup. Nobody's going to come out just to see a lineup. They're going to come out to see the comedians who have fan bases who can get people in a room. So – I think what's going to happen after this is there's going to kind of the comedians who are going to thrive or survive through this are going to, everyone's going to reexamine how this business works, because we all make money now on live appearances. And now the ones who can get people in a room for a live appearance have a lot more value to the club. Nobody's just happy to have the spots to work out anymore because they get a chance to maybe get on a TV show. Now it's more of a collaboration where the club's going, I got to get these guys in there. We're doing a collaboration where they're making money, I'm making money. You know, it's Tim Dillon and friends or Bobby Kelly and friends. He gets a piece of the door, maybe a piece of the bar. It's a little bit more of a promoter deal as opposed to, hey, here's just a lineup of eight guys.
I think the exact opposite, man. I think some of these clubs are going to be like, go fuck you. We'll give the tickets away. We'll pay you $1,500 to do six shows. It's going to be like after 2008, the improvs and all them are like, we'll give you $1,500 for six shows, Thursday through Sunday, and we'll...
2008 was pre-internet. That was before...
Yeah,
guys.
But they don't give a, they need people to buy the food and the drinks. They don't give a fuck about the comics. They need get come in here. We're not going to give you the door. We're going to give away the tickets for free. Give them away. Give them all away. And then get them in to get food and drinks. That's it. They make their money. They make the majority of their money off of that. Fuck, they're a restaurant with entertainment. Okay.
But I think the way they'll fill the room is by, you know, people who have, you know, podcasts or YouTube followings or whatever. They'll be able to fill the room by getting those people in there to do shows.
Yeah, but they're not going to want to. They might do that during the week. Give me, like, I'll give you Wednesday and we'll make a deal. But even now at the peak of comedy, the comedy clubs, even my shows that I would do would be like, all right, we want 70%. You get 70%, we get 30%, we get the bar and the thing. No comedy club's giving you booze unless you're selling them the fuck out for six shows.
Right. No, I mean, getting a piece of the bar, that's ambitious. But, you know, if Dave Chappelle asked for the piece of the bar, they'd give him a piece of the bar. He just doesn't need it. He doesn't care. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, they'd give Dave Chappelle their firstborn if he would fucking walk in. They'd fucking give him a hand job on the back.
I'm not saying it's going to stay like that. I'm just saying at the outset, at the beginning, just to kickstart it, if I think if clubs are smart, that's what they would do to kickstart it. Yeah. I don't think they would. They go to a regular lineup. Here's our past guys. Here's eight guys on a lineup. I think you go with the people who you feel like can fill the room, who have fan bases. And comedy may change after this. I know, you know, because a lot of companies are going to change. A lot of companies are saying, oh, a lot of people can do their jobs from home. They can use Zoom. They, you know, everything's digital. Yeah. There's going to be less business travel, more Zoom, more conference calls, less travel. I mean, we just don't know what the world's going to look like on the other side of this.
No,
I think it's worse. What I'm saying, Verzi, is like the Spanish flu killed so many people, and then right after that, World War I killed so many people that it was in a horrible way. That the silver lining of that, it's horrible to say, was that it was a boom for the economy because there was so many jobs for such a small population. And now that's not the case. A very small amount of people are going to die, but a lot of jobs are going to be rendered useless, and there's going to be a reshuffle here. Yeah. That's going to really cause a disruption to the economy, and we're going to fall into a deep, deep, deep fucking recession, borderline depression.
That's great. On that note, I want to do a read.
Yeah. Also, Jesus, it looks like Mike's watching another show.
My what? God, dude.
It looked like Colton was watching another show the whole time.
While you were talking, I just signed up at All Things Comedy.
All right, check it out, man. Listen. And I've been, this is a company that I'm very excited about. And I've been a part of this whole cause for over 15 years. I got one of these when I was called gay for having one, literally made fun of for having one of these. Toilet paper is a shortage. You can't get it. All right. You know who doesn't need it? Me. All right. I'm using a bidet, baby. Break up your toilet paper. Treat your butt to the right stuff with Tushy. Wiping your butt with dry toilet paper is like spreading peanut butter. Okay? Thankfully, there's now a sleek bidet attachment that clips right onto your existing toilet, and it sprays your butt completely clean with fresh water. It's called Tushy, T-U-S-H-Y, and it's the best thing you can do for your butt. Tushy sprays directly on your ass and removes the poop completely, so you aren't sitting there on a bacteria with all that crap and nasty things and your hemorrhoids and your yeast infections and your itchy assholes. Itchy assholes, terrible, and that's because there's little poo in there, and it's disgusting. Skid marks, they're gone. Tushy sprays your ass with fresh water. It's not toilet paper water. It's Tushy connects right to the water supply. It's a T-split. You put it on. It's easy as can be, and it sprays your ass, dirty parts, all your crap right out with fresh water. It's fresh water from the wall. The water you drink from is going in your ass and cleaning your ass. That's how great America has it right now. It's the same water you brush your teeth with, okay? Right now, it's only $79. $79. Go to HelloTushy.com, all right? Get 10% off your order. YKWD, all right? Right now, this is all fucked up. HelloTushy.com/whatdude. HelloTushy.com/whatdude. You get your own bidet. You take your toilet seat off. You hook it up, and it's on your butt. For under $100, you get a clean ass. If you're not using a bidet, you're spreading peanut butter. Take peanut butter, wipe it on your arm, use toilet paper, shit's still there, okay? Clean your ass. Forget about toilet paper. Forget about panicking. Go to HelloTushy.com and get 10% off right now with HelloTushy.com/whatdude. There you go. We're done.
Let us see your asshole. That would really be the best way.
Prove it.
Show us.
Buddy, I'm telling you right now, I've been using a bidet for over 16 years. I got a bidet back in at my house when I was on 47th Street between 9th and 10th. And I mean, I clean my butt. I have the cleanest asshole in the world. I swear to God.
No, you don't.
Yeah, absolutely I do. Dude, how can you say that? So matter of fact, you see my asshole. Like you have a secret cam in my asshole.
No, you just said you had the cleanest asshole in the world. That's so arrogant and just fucking weird. You don't know.
Why is that arrogant, Verzi?
You just said I have the cleanest asshole in the world.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you don't even have. I mean,
there's in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you're like assuming there's no women in the world. Every single woman has a cleaner asshole than every single guy.
Okay, I'll say this. I have one of the cleanest assholes out of all the men I know in the world.
You don't even have the cleanest asshole in your household.
What? I have to agree with you, Bobby, because your skin is like a dolphin skin. So it's easy to clean. It's rubbery on you.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I don't got testosterone fucking chin like you, Giannis. I mean, you look like fucking Joe Rogan's fucking chin.
I'm not that overweight.
You're a gorgeous young Greek boy is what you are.
I'm stunning.
Well, you're not stunning.
No, I'm almost good looking. We know the deal.
No, you're a good looking guy.
You are almost good. You're like, if you squint your eyes, it's kind of like John Stamos, but you got to really squint.
Yeah.
If you catch me at the right angle at the right time, I'm okay. Otherwise, I'm good and ugly on, you could be in sitting at the same table with me and see four different people.
And there's no way you're going to tell me Virgie doesn't use that Keith Hernandez Just for Men beard coloring.
Virgie looks like the guy on the box.
It's so perfectly manicured.
I want to just tell you that I know my asshole's cleaner than yours.
That's what it's about, though. Let's just get that out of the way. Just say your asshole's clean, too. Why can't we both have clean assholes?
Here's what I do.
Okay, here's what you do.
Here's what I do. I wipe normal.
Cool.
With normal paper.
Spread peanut butter.
No. Like normal paper. Then what I do. Did you freeze?
No, I'm just looking at you. Unless it's take a shower, it's not as clean as me.
No, you're wrong. Here's what I do. I wipe normal. Like, you know, and then when that's done and clean and everything is good, then I go to the baby wipes. And with the fucking baby wipes, you get in there and then you are clean as a whistle. So I go regular wipes, then multiple baby wipes. And then sometimes just to dry it off, just to finish it off, I'll take another dry one to clean it off. It's over.
Abba, I cleaned my asshole with a beam of water. I learned how to open my asshole like a dolphin hole. Okay. You ever see the way they mine the fucking, the rock and they just shoot water on the side and it just crumbles down? I get in my asshole and I clean my asshole inside, probably 3 inches I can get in there with the beam. And it cleans it all out. There's no shit in my intestines.
All right, listen. I didn't know you were fucking talking colon out. I mean, now you're talking colon. I was talking asshole. So.
Yeah. Oh, no. Bobby's telling the truth. He knocked two fillings out of his mouth when he was cleaning his asshole in the water one time.
I do this back and forth
like
with the beam.
Carpet.
Oh, I get the right. I go an inch beyond my seam of my sack, and then I go an inch back, and then I go back and forth. I clean everything, dude. You could take a fucking paper plate, put it on my asshole, nothing comes off.
Can I tell you what else, Verzi, that you got to think about? And I know they say they're disposable, but my buddy is a plumber. He owns a shop, and they build up in your pipes.
Oh, right? No, I don't. I don't flush them.
What do you do with them?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't flush them.
No wonder why you did a Corona.
No.
You put them in a fire?
No. We tried the flushable ones, but what we do is we wipe normal, like you don't need them, and then we wipe one, then we put them in a bag, in a plastic bag.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Next to the garbage.
You keep shit baby wipes in the house?
No, I didn't say that. I said I wipe, and then we have a plastic bag, and we throw it out.
So the shit baby wipe goes in the plastic bag.
Goes in a plastic bag and thrown out.
Oh my! And then
every single time.
Every time.
But here's the thing. Yeah, but there's nothing. Yes, every time. And they're clean. They're clean. It's just like a one over to make sure.
It's not. There's no way it's clean. Let me tell you something, Verzi. I want you to do this tonight. Get peanut butter, chunky. Wipe it on your arm. Get peanut butter. Wipe it on your arm, right? And then get toilet paper. Just wipe it off. and then get a baby wipe and then wipe again and look on the baby wipe. There's poo-poo on it. And that's what you got on your baby wipe.
You why do you? Why is your shit the consistency of peanut butter? I think that's
I was just going to say, how do you know that? Yes. Yeah. I don't think everybody shits Chunky Skippy.
Well, I mean, then get whatever your shit is. I don't know. What do you have in the house? What are you, yogurt? Are you a fucking Snickers bar? Whatever you get. I'll tell you this too. Verzi, I'm telling you, this is why I love Verzi. I'm taking him camping and I'm trying to explain to him, listen, we got to shit outside. And he's like, he didn't even compute this. He's like, what? And then I go, if you have to shit, you have to dig a hole. He's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I have this thing and you dig and then you shit and then you cover the shit. And he's like, I don't understand.
I would feel the same way. That's like, why are we going back in time? How is this a good time? How is that a good time?
So one of the worst nights of my life. I can honestly say. No, this is actually not a joke. I'm not even joking around.
Let me finish before you finish, because this is how great Verzi is. We're driving up an hour and a half into this ride. He looks, he goes, I got it. I go, what? He goes, we're going to go right now. We're going to McDonald's right here, the next stop. We're getting fucking Egg McMuffins. We're going to fill up. Then we're going to eat two of them. Then we're going to Dunkin' Donuts. We're getting two large iced coffees. We're going to down them. By the time we're done, we're going to have to shit. We're going to shit at Dunkin' Donuts. We're going to shit. Everything's going to get pushed out. We won't have to shit till tomorrow when we get back to the house. And it worked. We went. We got sandwiches. We two iced coffees. We both fucking shit everything out. Right? Yep. And then we didn't have to shit for the next day. He invented a new process for camping.
My father looks like Big Pussy from The Sopranos. Like, he looks just like him. And he was, like, in and out of my life when I was a kid. And one time I was in Boy Scouts when we were going to camping. And I was like, Dad, will you come on the camping trip? And he was like, I don't fucking want to camp. I go, please, you never come. And he's like, all right. So he's like, I'm taking Fat Gene with me. So my dad and Fat Gene came to the Boy Scout camping trip. And then in the middle of the night, they were gone. And I came out of my tent. I looked around. They were just gone. I didn't know where they went. And it turned out Fat Gene had to take a shit. So they went home, shit, and then came back the next day.
I mean, it was the coldest, most miserable night of my life.
Buddy, we're going up the mountain. We're an hour and a half up a mountain, right? I mean, an hour and a half up the mountain. And I would walk and I go, you got your blanket? Verzi goes, what?
Yeah. I left it in the car because those assholes walking the dog fucked everything up.
He left his blanket in the car. So he's like, I'm good, right? I'm like, yeah. And we get up this mountain. It drops like 15 degrees. The sun goes down. It fucking drops to like 62 degrees.
It was freezing, dude. Giannis, you know me.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't handle this shit. And Bobby's up there, and he's fucking, you know, knives around. He's got no shoes on. He's up to his ankles in a creek, excited. You know, he's excited. It's beautiful. Then he takes both of his hands down, and he takes water from the creek with both of his hands, and he splashes it over his head, and he starts doing this shit. And he's just going, isn't this beautiful? This is nature. I was counting the hours to get. I couldn't get the fuck out of there quick. He's, don't worry, I'm gonna cook us something good. He's boiling some fucking plastic bag with beef in it. It was good.
Don't my food. Let me tell you
it
something.
It was good. I just said it was good.
I'm like Bobby Flay on a fucking mountain.
Yeah, no, it was. It
we
was
had
good.
Sausage. We had Italian sausage. Yeah. That you cooked, fucking to perfection, by the way. And you turned into a little mountain man. You're out there getting fucking wood, and you came back with all the wood for the fire.
I broke your saw.
You broke it twice. You broke my fucking
saw. I broke your saw twice. But then I have no blanket. It gets freezing. I'm in a paper thin tent. I had to put basketball shorts over my head. I was shivering through the night, and I heard Bobby snoring, sleeping like Snow fucking White. This kid is sleeping. He's snoring. He's sleeping. His you know, whatever. The hammock is waving back and forth. And I was miserable, fucking miserable. And then he woke up like happy, making coffee.
How bad did you want to get out of there in the morning?
Oh, I mean, I was literally, I just couldn't wait to walk in. It actually made me, like, it made me 5% like Bobby Less for life. Like, I love Bobby, but there's a scar. There's a scar in my soul because of that night.
Buddy, that, first of all, he shows up. I go, we're going hiking. He shows up with night camouflage Nikes.
Yeah.
He goes, are these good? I'm like, no. They're fucking Jordans. What are you doing? It's fucking.
Listen, I'm just not an outdoor. Listen, at the end of the day, there are certain kids that are outdoor kids, and there are certain kids that belong in a bucket.
Yeah. That thing made you a better person. Being able to know that you stayed outside all night, you started a fire, you cooked, we smoked stoves, you stayed, dude, we heard coyotes. I mean, there was shit walking around the tent.
Yeah, there was shit walking around the tent. Yeah, here's what it made me. It made me a better person.
Wait a second.
For having restraint to not attack you. What?
Wait a second. You guys smoke stoves?
Yeah.
You guys are real fucking outdoorsmen.
No, yeah, but you know me though, Giannis. It was 11, and Bobby's going, "Oh, you want to call it a night?" And I'm just going, "I'll stay out here."
I just love how Bobby made that list. He goes, "You know, we stayed outside. We slept in the dirt. You know, we cooked our own feed. We hunted the owner, and we smoked a few sticks. I mean, we're out. You know, it's like, yeah, that was the one thing that didn't belong. You could do that." Anyway.
Yeah, but Stokes, you can't go hiking without a fucking bat, dude.
No, you got it. You got to have a puff.
Buddy, we will buy a.
You guys want to get a fucking puff tonight?
I love a puff, but I can't.
I'll do a puff with you. I don't know about fucking Verz. He's got the corona.
We don't know about the crown. We don't know about the prince over here with the crown.
Yeah,
Mike, you got.
Yeah, listen, a prince with a crown doesn't belong in the woods.
Mike, you got questions?
Yeah, there's a question from the chat. People wanted to know how Gabby's dad is doing after he got the corona.
Oh, he's good. He's three full weeks. He never had to go to the hospital. And he's, you know, sober for the first time in his life and loving that. And,
is he sober?
He's getting better.
Your dad's sober?
So he hasn't drank once. No, and no drinking.
Wow.
Was he for the first time
since he was probably 10. What?
Is he corona free?
Not yet. They just got retested.
I smoked pot with your dad once.
You did?
Yeah, and I don't really smoke pot, but we, after a show, we went back to the hotel, and he was like, come up to my room. So me and my buddy went up to the room, and they bust out a joint, and I was like, how do I not smoke pot with the guy from Bon Jovi? I got to do this. So I did it, and that was like one of the first times I smoked pot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, her father can fucking drink, man. I've never seen somebody be able to put down fucking alcohol. And he puts it down. He's the same dude from here to here.
So nice. Like, he goes to, like, he's been to a couple comedy shows that I was at. He went to the Creeps with Kids. And then he went to the, and then he also saw me one time at the Fat Black. And he's always been, like, such a great comedy fan, man.
When I brought him to Creeps with Kids, I was taking pictures. And I was like, just stay here. Stay at the comedy table. Don't move. I'll be right back. And I took, I want to say 7 pictures. I came back. He had 6 empty vodka sodas in front of him. He was fucking hammered. Yeah. He was repeating Yamanika's jokes full volume back at her.
Yamanika wasn't on the show.
It wasn't Creeps with Kids. It was different.
Oh, all right. I was going to say.
Screaming Yamanika jokes at Rich Voss.
Speaking of
Gabby, how wild is that you were around Jovi when you were young? It's fucking nuts.
It was normal for us.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. You know, like, and you went to the concerts, like, in the fucking heyday. No, like, well, how old are you? Like, 20-something?
I'm 26.
Yeah, so you went, like, you saw them, like, still, like, when they did, they did Giant Stadium?
They still do it.
Yeah.
They still fucking could do stadiums.
It was at Giant Stadium in 89, the first time they played it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, because you weren't even a thought yet.
No, I was born
You were probably the worst nightmare your father could have at that point.
Could you imagine? He had twins.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But here's the thing. The whole band had kids at the same time. So we were all fucking monsters. There was like 10 of us.
Wow.
Wow.
Imagine that. Imagine growing up in a fucking, like, a killer band. Just growing up.
One of the biggest bands in the country.
In the world.
The world, yeah.
I mean, I saw Bon Jovi at, like, a fair like one of those fucking, you know, general admission, just walk up and as close as you can get. I wow. saw him at the Orpheum, which is, I think, 3,000 seats. And I saw them at a big arena. And then I went, I took Max. Max, that was the greatest fucking night ever when I took Max. I mean, he was on my shoulder singing all the songs. And then
and they're big in Montreal, right, Gabby?
What?
I was in Montreal and I ended up getting tickets to a hockey game, the Maple Leafs. And I think there was like a Bon Jovi banner up. Like, aren't they big in Montreal? Or didn't they always play that arena?
I think so. I don't know.
I love that I know more about that band than you do.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah.
I did Lenny Marcus's podcast and he did like a multiple choice questions about Bon Jovi. I got 2 right out of 30.
Wow.
I was like, they're from New Jersey and
are you kidding me?
That's the gayest thing about me. I can tell you whatever you want to know about your dad and the band.
What do you know that I don't know?
What happened to Jay Davis?
What?
You also wanted to know what happened to Jay Davis.
He's back to handing out fucking flyers.
No, he's not. He's not. I mean, he was actually – Jay Davis was the head booker at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles, and he booked all the Laugh Factories. I don't know if he still does, but he was the motherfucker at the Laugh Factory for a couple of years. That's just the last – recently, you know?
Yeah. And then do you guys have any new hobbies you're doing now that you're in quarantine?
Yeah.
Drinking. Drinking brews during the day.
Are you drinking during the day?
Yeah. I'm having a couple beers. I'm having a couple cold ones on occasion. Yeah.
Are you nervous, Giannis, at all?
No, not at all. I was born in this darkness. I'm very comfortable.
So you don't, I mean, you're financially, you're all set. So you don't give a fuck, right?
Yeah, I saved a lot of money. You know, I saved and, you know, I definitely took the hit when I bought this house, but I got the 3-month moratorium on mortgage. I recommend everybody do that.
Where'd you get that?
You call your bank and you just tell them and they no penalty. They let you off the hook. All the banks are doing it. So it's real simple. You just call, wow. you know, whatever your bank you're with and tell them, you know, they, you don't even have to tell me. Usually you could do it on the website or, you know, and they no questions asked. They give you 3 months off on your rent, no penalty, on your mortgage. And
it doesn't fuck with your credit at all.
They add it to the end. They add it to the end of your mortgage. So you're still paying it. You just don't have to pay it now.
Right. You just push it back another 3 months. So, you know, I'm not thinking too far ahead. And yeah, I mean, you know, my career's always been online. So, you know, I'm still here.
Would you be as comfortable if you were still on Riotcast?
Yeah, equally, you know. I feel like Bane. You know, when this happened, I feel horrible for comedians who are out of work and stuff like that. But for me, it's like it's always been this. This has always been the approach anyway, is digital.
Right. Well, I'm glad that I had my Patreon set up and had a head start on this shit. You know, and with all the Live from the Sheds, I had a couple of those in the can. And it is, you know, because there are people who are trying to get this shit going right now. And it's like, fuck.
Yeah. You know?
It's,
I mean, it's the era where I think you just really got to try to be an entrepreneur and you got to try to, you know, figure out ways to make money outside of, you know, getting live work right now.
Did anybody see the comics? First of all, I want to bring this up too. Mike, bring up that website. This is great. Mike Birbiglia put this together with a couple of his other famous friends. And this is for clubs that for the wait staff. And I want to promote this. We got basically scroll up, Mike. Faster. No, I'm kidding. but all these clubs, Funny Bone, UCB, Zany's, the Comedy Cellar. Stand up. So yeah, stop right there. So basically right here, these guys, Mike Birbiglia, every day is going to jump on Instagram Live, him and his friends, John Mulaney, Gary Gulman, Nikki Glaser, all these people. And they're working out new jokes, but they're also raising money for a comedy club wait staff. Scroll down, go to the Comedy Cellar one. I think this is great that he did this and I'm very happy. They raised $67,000.
Wow.
For the Comedy Cellar wait staff. So, and this is great because without the bartenders, the waiters, and the employees at the Comedy Cellar, I mean, what are we going to do? What are they going to do? They're fucked. They're fucked. They live in New York City, one of the most expensive cities in the planet, and they have no income. And this is actually...
comedians are fucked, too. So I'm glad they're doing it for comedians as well. Because, like, yeah, comedians, waitstaff, everyone's fucked.
Yeah. Tell me about it. You know, but it's funny because it's like newer comedians... It's like, okay, if you make 12,000 or under, you can get some money. But what, there's a lot of comedians that make 100,000. I said this before. It's almost like you can't get unemployment. You can't get aid. So you just fucked.
The middle class always gets fucked.
It's a little weird. Yeah.
But, you know what, though, too, though, man? Like, at the end of the day, you just have to adapt anyway. It's like you got to just adapt to it. You're going to figure something out. And if somebody's got to go out there and work or do something or figure something out online, then you just do that too, man. Especially like if you got kids or whatever. Like I was talking to Brett Ernst on my podcast, and he's like, look, if I got to go and do something to get money, you know, it's like you're just going to end up, you know, figuring it out. Plus, if you're a comic and you're only making 12 grand or less, you were probably doing something anyway to supplement income more. You know, so you could, you know what I mean? Like you were probably, if you're just making 12 grand, you really can't live on that in New York City.
Yeah. Well, they're actually giving the comedy clubs all over the country. So it would be one thing if they were helping just one club, but they're helping a lot.
It's amazing what they're, doing. And that comedy aid thing made like 350,000 for those comedians. And it's really amazing that those comedians did that. One thing about the comedy community, we might be fucked up. We might have mental illness. We may have all the shit that we have, OCD and this and that. But I got to tell you something, man. The comedy community, when somebody gets sick or when somebody passes away or when shit like this happens, the comedy community is some of the most beautiful people that you could ever, like, they just band together, man, because we're all the same, and it's really fucking dope.
Except when you have a network, you know. But the thing is, then you just backstabbers. But listen, the thing is, no, I'm kidding. Giannis, you know I'm kidding, Giannis.
I know
we're square. I love you and Chrissy D. I love both of you guys so much. You know, and I anything I can do to help you guys succeed, I'm behind it.
And you know it's likewise too. So
you could have helped me with helping my network, and that would have helped me succeed. But in the middle of a pandemic, you took money out of my kid's mouth. It's all right. Do your thing, buddy. I hope you guys succeed, and I'm glad you saved money because I didn't. But listen, here's the thing. That's why I want to thank my Patreon fans, because without you motherfuckers, I love you.
How great would it be if at the end of this, Bobby called Giannis and asked him for $5,000?
$5,000? $5,000? What are you, a fucking nuts? I want more than five. I'd ask him for fucking $25,000. What the fuck? I do want to thank all these people. I got a bunch of people I want to thank. Mike, it didn't come in again. I'm sorry, pal. You're not sending it to the right thing or whatever, but let me just check here. Yeah, here it is, buddy. I got to do the Patreon people. You ready? These people are all new people that joined up. Charlie R., Chad Fly, Kathy Glass. I know her. She's from James Kono, Sean M., PJ Hunt. PJ Hunt, actually. PJ Hunt, I apologize. Bear with me. Made me this fucking knife right here. Made this knife for me. This is the Bushcraft Party Boy knife. I got to get it cleaned up, but he made this knife. He's a beautiful knife maker, blacksmith. We got PJ Hunt. We got Tracy DeRouge, Sarah D, Rob Adams, Richard Clark, Samantha Maddox, Ty Fox, Matthew Tuttle, Daryl Lee, Chris Excrom, Ernest, Mike Booth, Philip Malolal, Michelle Totten, Mike Clark, Clayson, Jennifer.
Give it a stroke.
Mike Clayson, Joseph Mazzella, Chris Mickelson, Frank LePage, Mark Cooper, Randy Hanna, Julie Guzman, Eric Libby, Leslie, Mike Sims, Diddy Delboy.
Diddy signed up? They should have taken off.
Edward Atamus, Bradley Lau, Jack Podolatsky, Jeff.
This is like a long acceptance speech at an award show.
Jim Landry, Matthew.
God. Jim Landry. Jim Landry was the guy who killed Bobby.
No.
Jesus Christ. Jim Landry, Bradley. Where the fuck is Jim Landry? Jim Landry, where were we? Jim Landry, Frank LePage. Did I read him? Jim Landry, there we go. Matthew Izzo, Andrew DeLucia, Nathan Kelly, Cody Schlotter, Michael Edelman, Renato, that's Brazilian. Ryan Coons, that's racist. Ryan Shepherd, Brian Boma, Susie Gooley, Stave Blake Cole.
Susie Gooley's not a real name.
And then we'll read the rest next week. Cole,
those are all Patreon people?
But yeah, dude, I got to – I mean, let me tell you something right now. I have to thank my Patreon people. I mean, these fucking – they've stepped up. They've joined. They've become part of this. I'm doing a show every night. Me and Mike do a show every night. We do the YKWD, of course. And then I got the Live from the Shed. I got some unboxings I'm going to do. This company right here. There's a couple companies that sent me stuff. So I'm doing a ton of extra shit. So I really can't thank That's you dope, enough man. During this. I don't know, man. I'm panicking one day and then I'm happy. Today was a good day. We're in the backyard with the kid and the wife, and
don't waste any time panicking. That's what I'd say. I would think is don't waste any time panicking. Just adapt and move and go. Don't think about it. Just adapt. We're comedians. We're survivors. We've created our own thing from the beginning. Just go. Just figure it out and go. Just
That's
go.
Always been his and Chrissy's theme. Just go. Just leave you. Pack it up and go. Don't even think about it. It applies to everything they do. Just go. Don't think twice about it.
Yeah, don't
leave
think
everything
about
behind.
It. I mean, if there's no an matter opportunity, what you do. Yeah, just take it. Just go with it.
I mean, it's fucking crazy. You guys really just fucking. I loved how they call you and you called me up too. You guys were like really concerned, but as soon as it sounded like
there was a pause,
and as soon as it sounded like I didn't get what they were saying, Giannis goes, "Oh no, we're not. We're definitely done with you. We're going to."
I didn't want to do any false hope. I didn't want to do any. I wanted to be honest with you. You know, like I was honest. I said, "Well, listen, I'd love to whatever you want us to do, we'll do." But I wanted to be honest with you. You know,
I said, "Can we just have Mike call you up and pitch what we got?" He goes, "Absolutely, but it's not going to help. We're definitely." he could offer us the world. We're fucking out. God bless though, Bobby. Love you so much, kid. I mean, love you so much, Bobby. But yeah, we're gone. Go fuck yourself. Listen, I hope
we've adapted. We've overcome. Adapted and moving on.
Hey, we're gonna send you some stuff to fill out to get on unemployment and waive your fucking mortgage for a couple months. But listen, here's the thing.
Yeah. Well, it was funny when Chris started it and he was like fumbling a little bit, and you went, "Just get it out, you stuttering prick."
Oh. Chris was like, da, 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 da. He really, really was fucking, da, 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 da. Bobby, I'm thinking that we are, da, 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 da. Fucking asshole. He really fucking, at least Giannis has done
this. Yeah, you got to give Giannis credit for just being a man about it, though.
Giannis has done this before. Giannis treated me like a fat chick he was fucking. Yeah, look, honey, Baba, listen, I love you, but yeah, I'm done. I'm out.
I'll rip the Band-Aid right off.
Yeah, no, I wanted to make sure you knew that, you know, it's just, of course, it's just, you know, I love you. It has nothing to do with you or anything. I love you personally. It's always tough when you mix business with friendship. It's always tough.
Well, no, it's not that tough, buddy. I hold no ill will to you. Here he is right now telling me that. All right, we gotta wrap this sucker up. Maxie, come here, kid. Look at you. Look at who's wearing. Look at you. Hang on
one second.
Let me shut this off in the back there, buddy. Let me get Chrissy D.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Mike got him this shirt. I've never seen him more excited in my life. He flipped out, ran out. He hasn't taken it off.
I like it.
Give me a kiss, buddy. What the
Break him.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you later.
See you later.
I'll be out in a little bit. Love you, kid.
I went out the glasses. We all could see Bobby. The table's Asian. Good.
so anti-bacterial. And we actually, I had a good idea. But remember that light thing that goes on?
You're being a little wordy. Can I finish? I'll be right out. listen, guys, Giannis, thanks for coming on, and thanks for, you know, thanks for sitting up and paying attention. Appreciate it. he's no respect.
You get a fucking Dramamine from watching his camera shake the whole time.
I know. It's fucking, I feel like I'm having a fucking stroke in my right eye. Oops, sorry. Goodbye. Get out of here. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I love you so much. Look, guys, next time we get together, we smoke some bats. Verzi, Giannis, after this pandemic, or at least when we find out Verzi doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, I got to make sure my fucking bags are clear, and then we'll go.
Yeah. Verzi, what do you got, buddy?
I mean...
besides Corona.
I don't know. I'm going to be in sweatpants for the next fucking, you know, 62 days. What do I got? No, check me out.
Him, Harold Reynolds, and Keith Hernandez are going to do their beards tomorrow live on
Zoom. No, I'm watching, Zoom. Watching the new YouTube page this week, so you can check that out. Good. Also, get me on Instagram and Twitter, and check out the Verzi Effect, which is now we're doing, you know, live Zooms with comics every Thursday. So you can check that out. And all that stuff is at, you know, on online.
Buddy, one of my favorite people in the world. Thanks for coming on. And I can't wait to see you again. Giannis.
Hey, love all you guys, man.
Giannis, I mean, I guess you're going to plug another network. So go ahead.
My podcast is called History Hiatus with Chris DiStefano and myself.
Where would we find that? That sounds awesome.
You can find that wherever you listen to podcasts, and please watch my special, which is on YouTube, called Blowing the Light. It's free. Check it out.
Yeah, Giannis, look, I love you, buddy, and stay safe up there, and hope to see you soon. We'll smoke some bats. Gabby, what do you got besides pursed lips?
Okay. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., I'm going live on the Stan's Instagram with different comics talking about quarantine. And Bobby's on this Thursday.
Yeah.
And I have a podcast called The Ash Podcast, available everywhere.
You got to get better internet connection. You jived out on that.
What happened?
It's jiving out.
Okay, well, follow me on Instagram.
All right, Bubba. Mike Calter in the mornings every day, 5 days a week. He's going into work. He's pumping out on the bone. Get the app on your iPhone or Android, and you can listen to him. I listen to it all the time. When I'm up in the morning, I put on fucking the bone. I listen to Mike Calter. One of the funniest shows.
Three people from Tiger King on this week. Three. What?
Three.
Nice.
Three. He doesn't fuck around. And, of course, me and Mike Calter, every night, 7 o'clock, we're right here on my Patreon, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. If you're a fan of mine and my comedy, my podcast, this podcast, if you're watching it, go join patreon.com. You're getting, I mean, a show every night, the podcast before anybody else, audio and video, and you're getting live from the shed. Ari Shaffir's up right now. Anthony Kumi is coming at the end of the month. Go join the Patreon right now. It's a fucking cup of coffee. So what's up?
No, I gotta go. Take care, man. Love you guys.
Right in the middle of my fucking thing, really?
No. You said what's up. I was just gonna click off. Go ahead.
I know, but I was right in the middle of a speech. I mean, it was fucking thank you and all that, and I get them in the thing and the Patreon. And
it was beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, but well, you went sideways with the phone again, and then you interrupted.
Wow.
Patreon.com. Mike, what do you got besides an awful hairline?
Mike V. Suarez on Instagram.
Yeah. You can see me on Calton and Kelly every night. I'm also on History Hyenas with Giannis.
Whoa! No more! No more! You're taking my producer? You're taking my producer?
It's part of the deal. We had to have Mike. He's a big part of the team. I mean, he's essential.
His motherfuckers, I swear.
Mikey's a big part, you know. Mikey Emoji Face. Over on our podcast, we call him Emoji Face because his face looks like an emoji.
He looks like a Funko Pop.
Got a big head.
All right.
And I'm doing a weekly thing on my own, too, at some point, so.
What? What the fuck is that?
I don't have a name for it yet, so.
So he doesn't have a name for it, but All Things Comedy bought it already.
I'm actually going to All Things Comedy too. I'm YKWD is going to Riotcast. I mean, All Things Comedy. I'm out. No, we'll see you guys later. Be safe, and I'll talk to you soon. See you later, guys.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.